Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Shift Drinks with your boys from the Modern Waiter Podcast.
We have done our side work. We have gotten our cash out. Now it's time for Shift Drinks. Just a couple of co-workers at the bar talking about our shift. And as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going on? We are the world famous Parrot once again.
Woo, woo. Put your hands in the air.
and guess who we have? We snatched our bartender.
We did.
Yes.
Right in the middle of my shift.
Yes. No, it's not the middle.
Okay, sorry. It's the end of my
shift. It's the end of your shift.
I got like an hour left dealing with these two.
Yes. Rachel's going to talk about her shift today.
Yeah.
And she's on her shift, so she can't drink. But Danny, what the fuck are you drinking, bro?
Why are you projecting?
I
feel like you're projecting.
He is projecting.
I am projecting. I can own it because I've been pretty tight today.
Oh,
Says the guy that mixes drink with apple juice.
Oh!
You make it for me, motherfucker.
I know I do.
Yes.
Because, you know, the guest is always right.
See, Rachel has my back.
Listen, I love tequila and apple juice. I love it. It's. Have you tried it?
No.
It's chemically delicious. It's kind of like
chemically delicious.
Yes.
That's an excellent sales pitch.
I don't like necessarily like Jaeger, and I don't necessarily like Red Bull. But when you put them together, chemically delicious.
No, I have to disagree. I think that I would do the tequila and apple juice before I would do the Jaeger and Red Bull. But I am currently watching your
car bomb
slowly curdle. And
No. It's fine because I have to talk about what we're going to drink, talk about where we are. We're at the World Flames Park.
Oh,
you're a bartender here.
Okay.
And you have a you told me something interesting today. Who are you working with?
My two work husbands.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work out?
Greg and Mitch. I tell you.
One's been here what?
Greg's been
since
here
the beginning
35
of time.
Years. since before the wheel was invented. And Mitch followed in his footsteps probably about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So they do everything the Parrot way. So I have to be on point today.
Yes, you
and
do.
And I got one, you know, in the ears because, you know, they're the foundation of the Parrot. Now, and I'm just the window treatment.
Do they do things differently or they tell the line together?
They toe the line together, but they're also complete 180 personalities of each other. It's very interesting to be in the middle of it because I don't shut up. And they always tell me, dude, do you zip it? I'm like, I make you money. I will talk.
Yeah, we love it.
Customers like it.
She's a people person.
Deal with it. Yeah.
Well, it's a guy-girl thing, though. Guy-girls are different.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, guys are like,
Wrap it up, B.
No, true. But I can talk to anybody about anything. So I pride myself on that because it's summertime and it's a little slower. So if I sense somebody who wants to talk and it's going to benefit the bar and my pocket, I'll talk. Talk about whatever you want.
And that to me is the beauty about girl, guy, bartender. Guy will do the work.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to make the drinks, but he's not going to necessarily do what you do. He's not going to necessarily talk.
Yeah, go get me ice and some cases of beer.
Yeah.
I'll work this.
Yes. You're going to make us money and the whatnots.
Yeah, exactly. If a bachelorette party shows up, though, I'm throwing one of them to the wolves.
That's fine.
100%. Listen, I have a work wife. His name is Paul.
His name's Paul.
And he throws me out to the gay dudes all the time.
Well, you are cute.
This is not what my position is, really. You know? He's like, you need to go over there. He throws me out to the girls. I'm like, hey.
Utility player.
I do work for
anything.
Tips.
Exactly. Sometimes you just got to do it.
Hey, listen.
No worries.
Now, please tell me, Mr. Danny, what are you drinking?
A strawberry margarita.
A strawberry fucking margarita.
Yeah.
Yum.
It's yummy.
I made it. It better be.
It's delicious.
And even if it's not, don't say it isn't until I leave.
Fantastic.
Okay. Rachel made me an Irish car bomb, which I'm going to take right now. And after I do it, she's going to tell us about her shift today.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. Ching, ching.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
I'm a little jealous.
You should be.
I think I am. Here she it can't is. Do it. Yeah, you can't we're do not. It. Which is fine. I mean, I got fine. No problem with it.
Yeah,
and, I mean, I've worked
they're allowed
in places.
To have their shift drink after their shift here.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but yeah, 100%. They can't do it while they're working.
And
I get
worked
it.
In places where you are allowed to drink when you're working, and unless you reel it in, it makes cash out fun. There aren't enough fingers and toes and calculators. I'm like, I can't figure this out. I've been there.
Yeah,
I have been there. So, yeah.
Tell us about like what time. So it's about what time is it? 5 o'clock?
Yeah. No, 5:15.
5:17.
Oh, you're one of those.
Uh-huh.
Are you always
it's
on time?
Sunday. Yeah, early.
You're early.
Yep.
What time do you get here today?
Supposed to be here by 10 to start, and I'm here at like 10:45.
Nice.
Yeah. If you're on time, you're late, you know?
Really?
Only, actually, I'm not bad about it when I open, but the night shift taking over for somebody, I'm early. Because it's respect.
I agree.
I don't want to show up late because that means your time's not valuable. That's not cool.
I
used to work with people like that, and it was awful.
I think we just became best friends.
Aw, did we? Bye,
yes.
Danny.
I love on time. Listen, Omar is early.
Yeah?
Early. When we've recorded with Omar and stuff like that, he's in my driveway. He doesn't even come in. He
You're
sits
that early?
There. Yeah. And I know it is. I like you. It's all about respect.
Yeah,
respect
I think it's cool.
Time.
I can't stand. I used to work with people. I've been in the business for quite a while. So mm-hmm. I've worked with somebody who could not show up. So one time I actually just gave all the regulars in the happy hour all their drinks, their backup stuff, cashed them out, and left. So when she came up, there was no one there.
Wow.
Because she didn't call, she didn't text, she didn't smoke signals, nothing.
smoke signals.
She didn't have a bottle, but it was all the time. And then I was like, all right, I got to prove a point.
Gotcha.
So my boss downstairs was like, it's fine, I'll watch upstairs. I'm like, I got to go. My time is valuable too. So
yeah.
Not cool.
It is not cool.
Yeah. So there aren't very many of us here. So we're all pretty respectful of each other.
Yeah, you guys are like a family.
For the most part. Yeah, we fight like family, but we have each other's back.
You guys have a good footprint, but you cover a lot of ground.
We do.
Now, how many people are on a typical shift?
Depends. To be honest, like Eagles game, we're all here.
Well, yes.
But a summertime.
Kind of like an average.
No. Like an average.
But like,
average.
Day shift 2 and at night 3, because we all do
Jesus,
everything.
That's
we
awesome.
All do bar. We all do floor. If I'm busy on the floor, but technically I'm behind the bar, mm-hmm. it's fine. Somebody will go back and make the drinks or do whatever. We work together.
Yeah.
Which... in a lot of places that wouldn't work, at least in my experience. It works here. And I was hesitant when I started here. I'm like, ooh, this should be interesting.
I talked about your dynamic just recently on a...
Teamwork.
On a Teamwork podcast.
It comes out either tomorrow or the next week, I think.
Yeah, one of the two, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
We talk... Listen, I've been here for so many years and seen the evolution and seen people... But, like, your work husbands, I've seen, they've been here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. 100%.
And they work, and it's not like, oh, my God, you know, you got to... They're not stiff.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, they're going to do everything that they ask us to do. They do the same thing. I just laugh because we pick on each other, the three of us. But I'm like, you guys love me. They're like, yes, don't tell anybody. I'm like, all right, it's okay.
Now, how does your real man feel about your two work husbands? Like, most
he
people just
mind.
Have one work husband.
He
you have
mind.
Two.
You know
You're getting
why?
Double teamed.
Because
why
I
is that?
I am.
Tower.
I was just going to say.
Why is that?
Because now I'm their responsibility for 8 or 9 hours, and he doesn't have to worry about
that's
it.
True.
They love
See,
that.
Now that's
he doesn't mind.
That's the real deal. Listen, I don't want to be your everything.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you have a dude that's going to take you out shopping,
yeah.
I don't want to do that shit.
No.
Okay?
I don't want to go get mani-pedis with him either.
No. It's cool.
No, of course.
That time.
Yeah, but he with his work, because he's fire medic. So they, you know, he's got work wives and stuff like that too. So
how does
fine.
That work for him? Like, what are his hours now compared to yours?
He's 24 on, 48 off.
Oh, okay.
So we actually have a lot of time together.
That's
like
nice.
This week,
That's
I'm off
important.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's off Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
So he goes back to work Thursday, so I can do whatever I want.
That's
I've
good.
Got my time. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
it,
your time
it works.
Together and your
yeah,
time.
It
yeah.
works.
Fantastic.
If it was 9 to 5, no, it would have to change because I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Mondays.
Yeah.
But for right now, it will, for the past 4.5 years, it works. Thank
now,
God.
Now you have a magic wand, right? Like, what trait of Mitch's would you just get rid of with that magic wand? Bam.
Oh God! You guys put me on the spot.
Yeah, because it's got to be like. Listen,
I didn't say a word.
I mean, okay, I'm so sure
you're a straightforward person. You're
but we all have our stuff. I'm sure there's things about me that they're like, oh, I wish she would just change us. So when we're slow, Mitch is really slow.
Okay.
But when we're busy and we're working, he's on point.
Okay.
But when it's slow and tables are coming in and out or whatever, he's playing on his phone. He's finding projects or whatever. And I find myself running around inside, outside or whatever. But running around.
But that keeps
not
you busy.
Not busy. Of course. So it's kind of like, you know, it
it
works.
Balances you out.
It works. But he gets like that sometimes. Like, we all have our thing.
Gotcha.
Like, and then Greg takes forever to close.
Who does?
Greg.
I can see that.
I love Gregory. But my God, I worked with John on Monday because Greg was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And or no, I'm sorry. I worked with Mitch on Monday. And we were out 20 minutes after we closed. I closed with Johnny on Tuesday. We were out 10 minutes after we closed. I don't care how busy or slow we are. We ain't leaving for an hour. I'm like, what are you? Get off your phone. Get off Instagram. Stop checking on girls.
No.
Like,
it's
let's
important
go.
To note that Greg's Jamaican.
He's so straight island man.
When he's my brethren. I'm his sister.
When I went to Nashville with my daughter, I taught her about Jamaican minutes.
What's that mean? Are they like Cuban minutes?
I don't know what Cuban minutes is.
They're really
long?
Yeah. They're not on time for shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They're
10 Jamaican minutes is like
an hour.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you want somebody to be here that's at least Cuban in my experience, if you have a wedding starts at 11, tell them it starts at 9. So they'll show up at 11.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming Jamaicans
when they come to the restaurant,
Fun fact, when I got married, we had two printed separate times on our invitations.
One for the people from the islands?
Listen, I'm island and she was Spanish.
Oh, okay.
One worse than the other.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
We should have had
like
three.
The blind leading the blind.
We should have had three.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's definitely
man.
Funny. No, but it's true, though. I mean, I adore them both. We all have our quirks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's four guys and three or four of us girls, and we will argue and bicker, and somebody's got to go in timeout, but at the end of the day, we have each other's backs.
That's family.
Somebody else is going to give them shit. I will be the first. We'll be the first to step
family.
In for each other.
You got
and then
back.
I'll go in the back and be like, listen, Linda, and I'll yell at them, too, but it's
Linda,
fine.
Linda.
Linda. You have to have each other's back.
How's
so
it?
We all have our things.
Good.
It's fine.
And what would Johnny say about you?
Oh, God. Well, they'd all say, I just don't shut up. I'm Jabberjaws. I talk a lot. It's fine.
It's good for a podcast.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is. Well, like, so Eagles games.
Among
other
things.
Well, it's like.
Okay. Okay.
Spitters or quitters.
See? I love it.
Sorry, babe.
Man's right over there. How's your shift, Danny?
My shift was good. Nice and chill. Really quiet, though. We're definitely out of season, and you can feel it.
Yo, the beach
and
is
it's a Sunday.
Yeah, it's a beach life during the summertime.
Oh man, you
for
can
the,
feel
for
it.
The uninitiated.
Yeah,
you know, we get kilt from let's say like the end of October.
Yeah, from boat show until.
Yeah, boat shows usually end of October, but they moved it to November.
Yeah, like that
the first
week of November.
Week so
yeah.
November.
And it's crazy. It's great money, but it's almost blood money, we used to call it.
Yeah.
You know?
Were you guys busier, at least in your experience at your places, were you busier this past year during COVID than you were the year before?
Out
the
of
same
season,
time?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Out of season, 100%. Absolutely.
COVID time
we've had
was
our busiest year.
Better than I've ever had in the summertime ever.
Yep. Ever.
And we finally just slowed down like a couple weeks ago. And generally after air show, there's a little bit of a drop off. We finally just kind of slowed down. And the good thing is our boss doesn't overstaff.
Yeah.
So he's like, I want you guys happy and I want you to make money. So if you have a longer shift and you have more days off, that's fine.
Yeah.
So we're cool with it.
We do a system where we're mostly by reservation.
Yeah.
But what will happen is, as Omar could tell you, he's kind of on the side listening in.
Hi, Omar.
they offer cuts.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we don't necessarily.
Omar takes the cut.
We don't necessarily overstaff.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's waiting for it.
Yeah.
I'll take it and then say it send.
He locks it into the phone.
He locks it into the phone, which is fine. But that's great. If you overstaff, no one's happy.
No.
You know?
Absolutely not.
And then somebody who would have been at work bitching that they want to get out is just not there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the vibe is high.
Yeah.
You like everybody's there. And if there's only two people on, and it's commensurate to...
Oh, big word.
I know. I couldn't even get it out.
Where'd you pull that out?
I didn't. I ate it.
I was going to say, you got
it.
I was super excited.
All right, fix it. Come on, get back in there.
Yeah. SAT word coming back.
And if it's on par with the business, you're going to make good money.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and that... I find it to be lazy management when they just put everybody on and everybody, you know what I mean?
It's not high season. Don't make let everybody take vacations. That's what we do during the summer. Bosses don't care. Take all your vacations. As long as we don't all overlap each other.
For sure.
You know, we can do whatever we want.
It's the copy-paste mentality. All they do is copy the schedule from the previous week and copy it to the new week.
Right.
And then... If you modify that in the least bit, you're fucked again.
Yeah.
Because you got to start all over. Now, 2 weeks to let the person know, hey, remember, you got to put me back on the Thursday, and I don't work, so, you know. Yeah. It takes forever.
How many
to get
do you
back.
Guys have?
No, you're right.
How many employees?
I'm going through that right now. I just came back from a month-long vacation, and I'm in the middle of fixing my schedule.
They're like, oh, we forgot about Danny. Let's put him back on the schedule.
I worked like 2 days this month. Like, seriously, like...
Money tree growing in your backyard?
No,
can I get one
all,
of those seeds?
Not at all.
I'm just teasing.
But it's like, it's already have like... I was working 4 days, and then if I drop to two, I mean, okay. And then if I just take those two off too, I go, it's going to be fine because I saved enough to get me through these like...
This month, that's the case.
That's it. I mean, it's not much longer. If it'll like for some reason I'll just start making money again, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
100%.
You just gotta show up. You know how you know the rules to this. You know, as long as you show up, you stay in the building most of the time, you can make what you need to make. Now obviously we're not talking season money, but you're not talking I'm not gonna go to the poorhouse money either.
Right.
To answer your question, we get 8 to 9 on a regular shift, anywhere up to if it's season, it's gonna be about 12-14.
But how many employees do you guys have? Like when your boss is writing the schedule, there's 8 of us.
We're lean. We're very lean. We don't have a bloated employee roster.
Okay.
And so during season, we need everyone.
Right. That helps.
And it's kind of like to the point where you're like, I wish I could get a day off, but you can't.
Right.
There's no room.
But then when you're counting money and you're saving money, you're like, all right.
No, like we're in this to make money.
Yeah.
And we work.
Yeah.
You know, we work. And I think for the most part, they're very accommodating. Sometimes just, timing. I have not. There's a guy. I forgot he worked there. I haven't seen Reggie in like, man. And he still works there. I haven't seen Reggie in months. Yeah. And there
really?
Are people. Yeah. There are people
care.
That they don't give a crap.
Yeah.
They just want to make sure that the coffers are filled.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough people to cover to for the guests.
That works.
That's it.
Yeah.
But they have a great staff where they work at. I mean, they're very seasoned veterans and
everybody,
they work
which is so
well
important.
Together.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, like everybody here for the most part has been here for a while.
Yeah.
Not the Gregs and the Mitches, but
everybody I know here is at least a year or two plus.
Yeah. Simona's a little less than me. I'm like 4 and a half, almost
exactly.
5. But and you know Christy's 8 or you know Erica. So when we try to throw in a new person, we are all very alpha, and there is a parrot way. There's ways that they like things done, and it's fine. But you know,
is it like corporate here?
No.
Family. But
family.
The way you pour, the way you do things, the fact that even though you're a bartender, you're a server, you're waiting on tables, you're going everywhere. I'm going in registers. You know, you have to trust who you're with. So there's a lot of checks. There's a lot of boxes to check. So if somebody new comes in and they even don't fill one of them.
You got to hustle.
Forget personalities.
You
got to
hustle.
They got to do all that. If they don't, it's kind of like, you know, thank you, but no thank you. It's not going to work. You know? So when I got hired, I was the last one for a while, and then we went through like a few people. And it was like, okay, now we have like a core staff. Yeah.
I remember that.
And then if we announce that we're hiring, forget it.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
We're like, have to be careful where they're like, oh, the parrot never hires. Let's go there. And I'm like, no, we know you.
Because
you don't want to mix that.
Yeah.
No, it makes it tough.
We got a good core. I'm not complaining.
Fantastic.
Well, it was amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having
I'm gonna let Marlon
me,
wrap it up from here.
We're gonna
Thanks
wrap
for
it
having
up,
me.
Thank you so much. I know that this is the boys were very nice to lend you out.
They willingly gave me. They're
I'll
like, oh, we
don't
have to listen to Jabber for a while. So, yeah.
I'll take it anytime. You've always
absolutely.
Been nice to me. Keep the apple juice coming.
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
It.
All right, I'll probably tell you about my weekend at another time.
Oh, no, give us a quick summary.
It's a short format.
Yeah, give me a quick summary. You got a minute.
Okay. I had a great weekend.
Okay.
I had a ball of table last night.
We talked.
Yes.
But let the guests know.
So, I had a 16 top, and they had right off rip two bottles of Opus One. That's $400 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
End up getting a third.
Mm-hmm.
The guy comes up, and they were super nice. Guy comes up to me. He's like, "Listen, I don't really want to run you around. Give me a bottle of 1942.
Oh.
$700.
Okay.
The whole check ended up being $4,500.
Okay.
Then at the end, he goes, "You were great. I gave you an extra $400. Is that okay? I was like,
an extra $400?
Extra $400. So $1,100 total on that.
Nice. Well deserved. Good for you.
I appreciate that. That's awesome. Yeah. So it was good vibes, and they were just cool.
He's
buying drinks
better.
Today. He doesn't even know that yet. But.
Yeah. Charging
I got
double.
You. I got you. I want that discount, girl.
Don't worry. We always give that discount. Always. No, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I tell you, the tip's nice, but just the fact that they were so cool, like
when
even
it's
like
easy,
the dessert,
yeah, exactly.
Even the dessert, I walked up to the guy. I said, "Listen, I know it's your wife's birthday. I'm gonna get her a dessert. You know, do the happy birthday thing. I'm just gonna put a bunch of stuff on the table for you. I don't want to talk to anybody else. Yeah. I don't, you know." And he's like, "I think that's a fine idea."
Yeah.
And I brought him out. I had my pastry chef
nice.
Put out some platters for the table
exactly.
And things like that. And it was perfect, you know. And they were relaxed, and they allowed us to wait on them.
Yeah,
and
which
it
is
went
great.
Flawlessly.
That's
I know
great.
My job. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
So
because there's nothing worse when people, you know, treat you as a servant rather than a server.
Yeah.
And they don't. Yeah.
You're getting waited on. Relax.
Yeah. Have a good time.
I'm working. You're not. Relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
So, yes. So, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back. And
yes.
We only have like maybe a week before it's, Sunday,
yeah.
Sunday fun day for football. So, we can't do this anymore because it'd be too loud and crowded.
Oh, yeah.
But
go
we'll
birds.
Still come by.
Go birds.
Birds.
They
yes.
pay my mortgage. Go birds.
That's right. So, we'll see you next week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.